You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hello, guys. Feliz Cinco de Mayo. You know, I think it's kind of funny, you know, on Cinco de Mayo, you know, how it's all about the sombreros and the salsa and the guacamole, and it's really not, you know, I mean, this is a pretty historical day for Mexicans and Latinos, but it's nice, just like with St. Patrick's Day. I have no problem seeing everybody kind of rejoice, even if they kind of get the idea wrong, because it just, I don't know, it just is a happy time. Like, St. Patrick's Day is always a happy day. Cinco de Mayo is always a happy day. People walking in with sombreros, and you know, I mean, do they understand what Cinco de Mayo is? Probably not, but it's cool nonetheless. We actually did a Cinco de Mayo fundraiser yesterday to raise money for kids fighting leukemia lymphoma. I told you guys I've been doing this. I'm continuing to do it all year long, but the main campaign ends at the end of the month, and it was pretty good. I mean, I donned the sombrero, and I think I wore the proper clothes. But, you know, a lot of people think, you know, Cinco de Mayo is Mexican Independence Day. It's not. Mexican Independence Day is, I believe, like September 16th. Cinco de Mayo was supposed to memorialize the Battle of Puebla. And true Cinco de Mayo, which is obviously the 5th of May, which is probably the second easiest day to remember in terms of holidays, right? July 4th, 4th of July, that's kind of what you need to do. If you ever want to make a holiday, or if you ever want to, like, say, make an event and you think you're going to totally forget what day it is, then you just, you know, just put it in the name. So Cinco de Mayo, you could never mess that up. Right? I mean, even if you speak English and you speak not a word of Spanish, you can still figure out Cinco de Mayo. Most of us know that Cinco de Mayo, Cinco is five. Anyway, and Seis de Mayo is hangover day. Hopefully nobody's getting hangovers. But anyway, it was this victory by Mexican forces over French forces in the Battle of Puebla on May 5th, 1862. It was believed to be a very unexpected victory. They say a lot of the Mexican soldiers were not expecting to win because the French army was very, very well equipped. They were very, very well trained, and it was a fight that led to Mexico's victory. So they say Cinco de Mayo, and for those of you that kind of want to know some scoop, I'm looking at ibtimes.com, all right? They say Cinco de Mayo is not the anniversary of the defeat and expulsion by the French forces by the Mexicans. That took place in 1867, so don't confuse that, okay? And again, not Mexicans' Independence Day. Independence Day was in 1810, September 16th. So September 16th is Mexican Independence Day, all right? I think my mother-in-law's birthday is around there. So that's, yeah, I know. Don't worry, we still celebrate. Anyway, so the holiday is known. If you guys are going to Mexico today and you're running around going Feliz Cinco de Mayo, that's not really what you do, okay? It's Feliz el Día de la Batalla de Puebla, all right? So you go Happy the Day of the Battle of Puebla. I don't even know if you say happy anymore, but you got this right. You can't go there looking like a gringo where you, you know, pretend like, you know everything about the culture and you really, really don't, okay? You need to be honest and go, look, you know, I want to say Feliz Cinco de Mayo. Is that okay? You know, and usually they're like, you know what, that's fine. You know, you must listen to Dr. Dahlia a lot. Now, the U.S. Census Bureau, this is a very interesting fact, notes that the United States right now is home to nearly 33.7 million residents who are of Mexican origin, and that number is growing. And there's been a lot of concern and kind of controversy that many states and many areas and states, you don't seem to see English as a primary language. Spanish is. I don't have a problem with that because I speak Spanish. I'm very comfortable with it. I need to learn a lot more, but I'm comfortable with it. But we definitely have a phenomenally growing Mexican population, and I'm happy with that. I have a Puerto Rican in the family. We have Mexican friends, and I'm just trying to get my kids as fluent as possible, as quickly as possible. But it's probably one of the fastest growing populations right now. They say the largest Cinco de Mayo celebration occurs in Los Angeles Angeles, California, which has 12 million Mexican origin people, the largest among all cities in the U.S. And I guess Cinco de Mayo started to be popularized more in the 1960s and 1970s, they say, which is pretty, pretty cool. And then they say Americans use 87 million pounds of avocados during Cinco de Mayo. I love avocados. They are probably one of the healthiest fruits. They're a fruit, right? They're not considered vegetable. They're fruit because they got a big pit in it, and they don't make you cringe. Any vegetable that makes you cringe, right? Any edible food, that's a vegetable. But when you see an avocado, you're like, no, it kind of looks like something I want to sink my teeth into. Exactly. Then it's a fruit. They say Americans spend about $2.9 billion annually on margaritas, which accounts for 14% of the cocktails of the country's cocktail sales. They say Cinco de Mayo is the biggest day for margarita sales. But here's the thing. Lime has been going up in price. Lime is starting to get pretty, pretty expensive. Remember, you could buy just like a big bag of Costco, right, for a buck or two. Right now, they're getting expensive. And so they say that the lime juice in the margaritas now is more costly than the tequila. All right, now, can you make margarita without lime? You can, but then it's not like really a margarita. It's just like some tequila drink with sweet and sour or something. You really, really need the lime. Lime in the coconut. Right, so make sure you get the lime. Anyway, I'm not supposed to tell you to drink, but if you are going to do a margarita, you need to do it right. No salt, okay? You always have to, I can't stand getting my margarita with salt if you do get a margarita. So if you get a margarita, you need to say no salt, por favor. No salt. All right. I do love it when they put the little sugary rim on the strawberry margaritas. That looks cool. But no salt. Okay. You know, I don't understand why people like sweet and salt. You know, the other day I was in Target and they were selling chocolate and it had the salt in it. The deep sea salt chocolate. I don't get that. I've never liked chocolate covered peanuts, chocolate covered pretzels. It completely ruins the chocolate. I don't understand how you guys have those kinds of taste buds where you want salt and sweet. It absolutely makes no sense. But for those of you observing, Feliz Cinco de Mayo. All right, boy, we got a busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you who want to join, call in. Questions, call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're going to open with one of my favorite headlines. A vibrating colon capsule helps constipation. Sounds fun. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet,
make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
All right, guys, we are back. Oh, you know, I forgot to tell you guys, I almost peed in my pants yesterday. That we had a scorpion in the house. It was pretty scary. It was one of those real tiny, small Arizona bark scorpions. We need to talk about that. First though, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Like I said, we got a pretty busy show today. We actually have a former DEA agent of 25 years. He's going to come on and talk to us, John Siemens, about the, kind of ramifications of legalizing marijuana versus medical marijuana, which he says should not be equated. And I think we'll agree with that. Just medical marijuana and legalizing marijuana seems to go hand in hand in the same sentence, but they're two very, very different things. So we're going to be talking to him. Always nice to talk to an ex-DEA agent. Don't worry, he's an ex-DEA agent, so you guys don't have to worry about getting in trouble. Okay, you could still listen. You don't have to hide your drugs. You could still just sit there and listen. And I also want to talk about this vibrating capsule. This vibrating capsule that is in the colon that helps with constipation. It's brilliant. It is brilliant. The Israelis came up with this. I know. Israelis are smart. They're always thinkers. I love the Israelis. So, yeah. So, we're going to talk about that. But first, I need to talk about my brush with death with a scorpion. Okay? Do you guys know what to do if you get a scorpion sting? Do you kind of know what to do? Okay, all right, yeah, because you don't go to Motrin, you don't start popping pills, no. Okay, so first of all, scorpions, there's like a 1,500 species of it, okay? But there's a couple pretty nasty ones, you know, like the bark one, and I'm trying to think of another one that's supposed to be really, 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 really noxious. I'm trying to think of some of the genus or species. I think there's one. It begins with a C. I'm trying to remember it. Like centroid, something like that. So I apologize. I am not an entomologist, as you could see. Okay? All right. But they're very, very serious, especially in your pets, your children, your grown, your older elderly, and so you want to be careful. Now, I grew up in Arizona and I grew up in Vegas, so scorpions, really don't seem to scare me that much, except when they're little babies and you can't see them, and you like to put on your running shoes without socks. Then I get a little nervous. Now, most of these scorpion stings are supposed to be minor, very small symptoms, like some pain at the site. Okay, but the bark scorpion is some nasty, toxic. So that's a pretty bad one. And yeah, there is antivenom. We'll talk about that. All right. So when you get a scorpion sting, the first thing you may realize is that it's going to hurt. And it's going to hurt really, really bad. Then you're going to have some numbness and you're going to have some tingling around the sting. You'll have some swelling, etc. Why? Because the body's trying to wall it off. There's something in there that's foreign, so it's going to wall it off. All right. Now, what does the neurotoxin do? Well, the neurotoxin is just that. It starts to mess up with your nervous system. So you may start to have nerve twitching and muscle twitching and weird sort of tonic-clonic movements and head movements and drooling. Your pressure could start to act all crazy. Kids, like babies, will just be, crying uncontrollably, which is why you always have to look for a bite. You know, I always check the crib whenever they were, crying and, we always thought, well, maybe it was a nightmare. You know, grandma's coming. I'm like, no. It's got to be more than grandma because, I mean, we kind of look. We look for little bite marks on their skin. Our baby skin, don't you just love baby skin? It's so plump and cute. You just want to do kissies on their knees and, oh, my gosh, I love little babies. But we've had to do that. We've had to do the scorpion search and the Black Widow search. You'll also, unfortunately, a victim could be sweating and vomiting and drooling, etc. And so, when do you go and see a doctor? Well, having been an ER doc in Lake Havasu, if you're worried, come on in. We'll take a peek at you, okay? And now that there's antivenom, there was an antivenom before when I was an ER doc, but usually what we did was we would do symptomatic measures because when the neurotoxin hits, that could hit pretty quickly. So we definitely want to hook you up to an IV, and we want to do what we can do to make sure we control blood pressure spikes, neuroleptic type of reactions, etc. Make sure your salts are good, etc. You can always call poison control too. Call poison center. Poison control is really, really great. Now, if it's your kid, don't mess with it. Go to the ER. Call 911. Don't even mess with it. If it's an ER, grandma, your pets, take them into a medical facility. But if you're like, okay, I got stung. A lot of times what you could do is you could apply ice on it. You could apply ice. We tell you not to use like Motrin, because unfortunately Motrin or ibuprofen could unfortunately cause it, we think it could possibly cause quicker spread of the venom. Maybe it's because of some blood thinning properties, etc. But what I would do is whenever you get stung, you clean it out really good, okay? You put cold compresses or ice. All right, and they say it's really, really effective the first couple hours. They also recommend raising the limb. Like we do with spider bites, etc., you raise the limb, okay? And then they want you to stay calm. So then, the poison doesn't spread more slowly. They say don't start going to eat. I know it's Cinco de Mayo. Don't start going and ordering some guacamole and chips, etc., because if the neurotoxin does come take hold and you have trouble swallowing or eating, etc., you could start to choke, all right? So I wouldn't mess with that. Tylenol, I think, would be better. There's some controversy over using the Motrin or ibuprofen. I've never heard of anything going bad with somebody using Motrin or ibuprofen or naproxen with this, but Tylenol seems to be better for the pain. Remember, you just got stung, so you want to make sure you check your tetanus status. And with your tetanus status, your tetanus should be up every 10 years. Now, what do you do to protect yourself from scorpions? you know, coming near you. Well, remember we talked about how ants and spiders don't like citrus? So if you have citrus around, you know how you have food on your counter and the ants all go to the sugary carb, but there's a circle around the lime that's sitting there? You know, even these ants will go up into the beer, but they will not want the citrus. The citrus is a deterrent. So you could definitely have citrus plants, etc. Sometimes they say lavender is good. You want to, though, make sure they don't get into any of the cracks. Now, this scorpion we had in our house was on one of the boxes. You know how we talked about how we were moving? And so we're kind of in a temporary place right now. And so it was on the box near the clothes. And my husband saw it. See, me, even though I've had LASIK, it just looked like brown fuzz to me. But my husband has like wolf eyes, so he could really, really see. You know, that's why I never get naked in the house, because he could see through the clothes anyway, so I don't ever have to be naked. It's really nice. So he's very, very good when it comes to he's here now. He's like, please put more clothes on. Yeah, he's kind of got the Superman eyes. I'm at the age now where he really doesn't want to see me naked. Anyway, that's okay. Where was I talking? Oh yeah, so he saw it across the room, and then of course, you know, he wanted to inspect it, and then I had to get a picture and put it on Facebook, etc. But the smaller the ones, sometimes the more dangerous, sometimes the more aggressive. They're the babies. Now, the reason why I freak out when I see a baby scorpion is not because I'm worried that it's going to hurt me more, it's because where's mama? Whenever there's a baby, there's got to be a mama. And the mom, hold on, what?
That wasn't a baby.
Oh, that wasn't a baby?
That was a full size.
Ooh, see, that was my husband. See, ooh, full size. That was a full size. That looks small to me. It's like a little bigger than a quarter. This is a little wussy little thing. Okay. Yeah, no, that's my man. He's so burly. Okay, so anyway, don't forget, if you do live in that in an area, you want to remove the trash, get stones and bricks and other sorts of crap in front of your house away, because that's where they like to hide. Remember, just because they live in the desert, it doesn't mean they like the heat. They can't stand the heat, just like all of us. So they like to find the shaded areas. You know, a lot of people think, well, you know, we're in the desert, black widows, they like to be out. No. If you ever notice during the day, black widows are hiding. They think they're going to fry up in the sun. All right, but at night is when they come out, okay? And usually whenever I've seen scorpions, they're always at night. In fact, you know what? My toe is pinching right now. Now I'm a little nervous. Uh-oh. Now I'm a little nervous. I wonder if I got a scorpion. I'm now all freaked out. I think there's, like, scorpions already, you know, crawling all over the place. Oh, it was so hard to sleep. Okay, so what about anti-venom? Well, the U.S. FDA had, remember we talked about this a year ago, did approve anti-venom for the treatment of centroids scorpion stings. Centroids, okay? Now, the centroids, I believe, are also found, Mexico, California, I believe, I'm trying to think New Mexico too. I'm not too sure. I have to look it up. Okay, you think New Mexico too? Okay, yeah. Well, because, you know, they're probably like, okay, well, here's Mexico. Let's go someplace new, you know. And they go over to New Mexico, you know. Anyway, it's called Anascorp. Anascorp Centroids Immune FAB2 Equine Injection. It was demonstrated in a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial of 15 children experiencing the neurological signs of scorpion stings. Double-blind doesn't mean you blindfold the kid twice so they don't see you coming. It means the kids don't know if they're getting the right medicine, and the person giving it doesn't know if they're giving the right medicine, so that there's no bias, okay? In the study, the symptoms were resolved within 4 hours among all 8 patients who received the antivenom, but only one of the patients who received placebo. By the way, if I got the placebo, I would be pretty ticked, okay? You know, just give it to me, please. Anyway, 8,000 stings occur each year, all right? And so there is antivenom. Some hospitals carry it. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are raising money for kids fighting blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Please go to my website and follow the Fight Blood Cancer link. Anything you could do to help these kids, $5, $20, $200, whatever you could do to donate, we really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, so you gotta hand it to the Israelis. They are coming up with the coolest stuff. And I am very, very proud to announce that we now have a vibrating capsule that could be in your colon helping constipation. Yeehaw! I'm really excited about this. Apparently, the vibrating capsule will vibrate in the colon and will help in pushing the waste through bowel movement. This is an Israeli-based pharmaceutical company called Vibrant, and it has come up with this vibrating capsule. They expressed that the method would not have side effects that many constipation medications have. Also, it would encourage your body system to work normally rather than feeding chemicals to the body. And the capsule is also made from safe, biocompatible material. If you ever want anything up in your colon, you want to make sure it's biocompatible. So always ask, okay? Now, that just means the capsule can kind of be compatible, you know, with your own biological environment. Because, you know, look, it's going to be there for a while, right? You know, you guys are going to bond. You know, just kind of, you want to get along. Okay? I mean, if it's going to be up in there, you want to get along. Just like the IUD. You know, I have become really, really close with my IUD. I mean, you have to. Because look at where the IUD is. I mean, the IUD is up in the uterus. And the IUD goes with me wherever I go. Remember we used to have like imaginary friends? And they would just be there with you all the time and you would never be alone. Well, that's it, the IUD. You know, when I have to go and speak at a conference, when I have to go fly everywhere, the IUD is always there. Now, has the IUD tried to escape? Has the IUD tried to fall out and flee, you know, roll down a Walmart aisle? I don't think my IUD has, okay? I think we've bonded. A lot of other people's IUDs can. Remember when I had the NuvaRing? The NuvaRing is a birth control vaginal ring that goes in there, etc. That's a tough one. And that's a tough one because those two fall and then they roll because it's like a little wheel and then it just kind of rolls away. But I think this IUD, you know, because it has the T arms and it's kind of grasping on hold for its dear life, I've bonded with it. It is. And it's something that even my husband doesn't understand. And he couldn't. You know, it's a bond between a woman and her IUD. So anyway, we're going to have to bond now to this vibrating capsule. Okay, so the company, I guess, has tested the vibrating capsule on a group of 26 patients. I think they each had their own, though, having bowel movements only twice a week. Research lead Yishai Ron from Tel Aviv Sourasky Medical Center told me, oh, I really dig Israelis, informed that the early tests have shown promising results. The study subjects had not taken any laxatives for 2 weeks before the commencement of the trials. The patients took two vibrating capsules a week. No, they didn't dance. It doesn't make you dance. I don't think you feel it too much. It's really light. The study subjects reported higher instances of spontaneous bowel movements from 2 per week to 4 times per week. Now, I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, I do not need any spontaneity to my bowel movement. I need it very predictable. So whenever you hear the term spontaneous bowel movement, surprise! No, spontaneous bowel movement is, why can't my husband be more spontaneous? My bowel movements are. Spontaneous just means it happens on its own. You don't have to calculate. You don't have to plan. You don't have to try to be taking pills to make it happen, okay? So the subjects reported higher instances of these spontaneous BMs from 2 per week to 4 times per week. Oh, my gosh. If I could go to the bathroom 4 times a week, you know how happy I'd be? I wouldn't be this grumpy. I wouldn't need to bond with my IUD. They also reported a decline in constipation symptoms. They said the results of the study point to the, I love the visuals, point to the potential for an alternative treatment that avoids the typical drug side effects like bloating, electrolyte imbalance by imitating the body's natural physiology. I'm going to tell you right now, nothing's vibrating in me. There's nothing imitating, nothing like that would imitate anything my colon does. As per CDC data, they say nearly 15% of the United States suffers from chronic constipation. Of course, constipation impacts quality of life, could lead to other ailments. You got the hemorrhoids, you could have fissures, you could have depression. You know, constipation leads to depression. We also worry about colon cancer. They say vibrating capsules can reduce dependence on laxatives. Have we talked about laxative? We've talked about laxative abuse and laxative dependency, right? Yeah, once you start, yeah, that's very common. I had a patient last month come in going, I'm abusing laxatives. And I'm like, I mean, are you really, really abusing them or you're just relying on them to do, you know, well, yeah, isn't that abuse? No, see, you know, abuse is when you're using something when you don't really need it. You know, like drug abuse. You don't need the drugs, but you're doing the drugs for poops and giggles. That's what abuse is. Dependency is a whole nother thing. Now, let's look at this vibrating capsule. The vibrating capsule is the size of a multivitamin capsule, and it stimulates the digestive tract. It induces contractions in the intestine, and then it helps chronic cases of constipation. They say the research team will start another bigger scale. Don't worry, the pill's not going to be bigger. Double-blind study to confirm the efficacy of the vibrating capsule in chronic constipation patients. So there's going to be even a bigger vibrating colon study. I'm excited about that. I need to put up a Google alert on that, because as soon as we get that back. Okay, so first of all, Israeli men are handsome, aren't they? I know. My father was Israeli. Yeah, he was, you know, if I could, let's say, describe an Israeli, if I could put the whole Israeli culture into one word, they're practical. Okay. Everything about being Israeli is practical. Okay, not a lot of euphemisms, not a lot of, you know, I mean, my father, it was just like, you know, I learned to be very, very practical. I also learned to be very crude and crass because my father had a mouth on him. He didn't know a lot of English, but he really knew the bad words. And, you know, he was very abrupt, et cetera. But, you know, it took him, my mom's American, so it took my mom years to kind of teach him the niceties and things like that. But he was an Israeli that wasn't that cordial. Most Israelis are cordial. But just very, very practical. Okay? If you gotta get the bowels moving and you gotta poop, then, you know, rather than going through all these pills and all this whole Belagon or whatever, you take something that causes the smooth muscle in the colon to put, when you have a bowel movement, remember we talked about why people are constipated. There's two issues. Either one is the stool is just too hard. So your body is working, it's contracting like it should, and it can't move that hard stool, and that's why you need a stool softener. Or the other problem is your stool is soft, your bowels just aren't moving. So how do you get the bowels to move? You got to stimulate them. And what's the best way to stimulate your bowels? Having something up in there. Whether it's a fecal manual extraction with a finger, whether it's an enema, etc. These are things that have to happen. Look, what goes in must come out, right? Although I hope my IUD never has to come out because I'm really bonding with the IUD. So just very, 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 very practical. Now I know some of you are like, well, why not just enema then? Okay, then I don't have to, you know, I don't think you have to stick the capsule. I don't think it's a capsule suppository. The capsule is going to probably be oral. Okay? Because the problem is if you ever try to insert a capsule, it only goes up to the rectum. You can't push it high up to where it needs to go. This capsule needs to be in the ascending, transverse, descending sigmoid colon, the sigmoid colon especially. So you can't get up in there. I know you think you're good at it, but not. Okay, we're going to be coming back from break. When we come back, MERS is in the United States, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Already a case has come to the United States. What does that mean? Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Belly.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know,
improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I wasn't going to read this one on air because I didn't know how to transition it or where. But, you know, an email like this is always good to talk about. So let me just quickly read it to you. Michael from Corona, California writes a few things, but the gist of what he writes is, my girlfriend is a biter. She wasn't very experienced sexually when we first dated, but she's very sensitive, and I don't think I had to bring this up, but sex is painful. What is the best way to correct this? So basically his email is, she wasn't a virgin when she met him, when she was with him, but she wasn't the most experienced, and he's getting the feeling that she's like trying too hard, and somebody might have taught her that biting is what men want, and now he's dating a biter. So that's interesting. See, I'm not a guy. I would, just from a girl's perspective, I don't think I would like the biting either. I don't understand why people incorporate biting into sex. What am I missing here? I mean, I guess I get the whole animalistic thing. You know, I have animals. I have dogs and cats, and they're not biters. They're sniffers. They're scratchers. They pee and they're poop and they're poopers. So, you know, maybe we could just set everybody straight here. If you guys are incorporating biting into your sexual routine, whoever taught you that was an idiot. Because if you're trying to be more of an animal, then just squat and pee. Or, you know, bury a bone or tear up the carpet or wake the family up all night. That's what an animal does. And let me just also say, that's not even very sexy, okay? Any of those things I just mentioned that animals do aren't very sexy. So I wonder if it might, wasn't there an Indiana Jones movie where the blonde doctor was biting? Okay, so then she was a biter. Now, he looked like he liked it. Maybe that was it. Maybe some of you guys, it was like the third Indiana Jones movie, right, where she's like biting his ear. I don't understand the biting of the ear. I am very, very nervous because, you know, it's cartilage. The ear, you know, you got the articles, you got the cartilage, and you got the little baby earlobe. And I don't want anybody biting on the earlobe because it has to wear earrings. I don't understand, you guys. Biting, really? And then, okay, I understand the neck. Okay, that's why we have hickeys. How do you guys go to work with a hickey? Okay, the hickeys were so destructive for me. I mean, here I have a medical school interview, and I have a big, huge hickey on my neck. No biting. There's other things you could do. Now, there's certain suction movements that you could do on the neck, okay, or something like that, that doesn't involve the teeth. Your teeth really have no business being on somebody else's body. Okay, so there. All right, I think I said my piece on that. So what do you do if you're dating somebody who is doing something that you sexually dislike, but you're afraid to tell them? Well, that's the big problem right here. You should not be having sex with anybody that you don't have a really good relationship with, okay? And I know you guys are like, oh, come on, Dahlia, you're no fun. No, what the heck are you doing having sex with somebody that you're not really in a good, long-term, committed relationship with open communication? If you have open communication with that relationship, then you could fix anything. But if you're with somebody where I can't tell them this, I can't tell them this, you know, Seinfeld was like that or whatever, I never understood that they would be with somebody, you know, and but there was such a big hang up about them, yet no, they're still sleeping together and they're still, you know, it never made sense to me. So what I would do is just reevaluate the relationship. Okay, I mean, is this somebody you want to be with the rest of your life? I know guys don't have sex with women, right? Usually on a regular basis, you know, because they're testing out mates. I get that. You know, the months are long. You know, I mean, it takes a long time for, I don't know, September and October to roll around. So it does pass the time. I get that. But you need to be able to just, if you're afraid of telling her the truth and she's going to break up with you, then that's not the right person you need to be with. Now, how do you do that? How do you bring it up so you're not very aggressive or and you don't embarrass her? Well, one thing you could say is I always do the blame myself part, okay? Oh, it's me. That's why the relationship has to fail. It's me. You know, it always kind of makes it nicer, even though most people don't understand. But what if you say, you know, look, I have sensitive skin. You know, little scratches, little things. So we're going to have to go a little softer on the skin. you know, I really dig the whole teeth thing. It's cool, but I think my skin's too sensitive for that. You got to go easy on me. I don't know, something like that. If she's really sensitive, I have no idea. I've never told a woman not to be a biter. That's just not my category. I mean, I've instructed men. In fact, I still instruct my husband. I still do. Nope, to the left. No, wrong. Back it up. Parallel park. So I'm still. Oh my gosh. Oh, he's gonna divorce me. Oh my god. Listen, you know, we women never get any training on how to be a good wife. You guys have to understand that, okay? We get advice from who? Our moms. And our moms are probably the worst people to give marriage advice. So my mom's advice was, you hound him, right? And you flog him day in and day out, so he gets into shape. And that was my mom's advice. So, of course, I'm the wife who I am today. Nobody taught me. You know who needs to teach women how to be wives? Are men, husbands. Don't do this. Now, luckily, I had a lot of guy friends, so this is pretty easy. Okay? But it doesn't matter. The problem is I still got the XX chromosome. It's going to happen. Okay, so anyway... I forgot what we're talking about. I think we're just, yeah, so, you know, just tell her no more biting. Nope, that's not what I want. No more biting. Period. Okay? No biting. Mouth closed. No biting. Yeah, you can eat. You can eat the finished sandwich, but no more biting. Okay? It's really that easy. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you guys hear about the Tough Mudder? It's a race. Okay, this is really cool. It's held at Nellis Air Force Base. This is, near Las Vegas. And, apparently participants in the Tough Mudder race, it's this long distance obstacle adventure race, have been falling ill because of feces contaminated mud. This is being reported by the CDC. Health officials determined there were 22 cases of Campylobacter coli infection in people who participated in the race. I guess as you're racing, you fall and you get in the mud. The CDC is and public health agencies and race organizers are informing participants now. Campylobacter is one of the most common causes of diarrheal illness, more so than E. coli. Most people getting ill with that have diarrhea, cramping, abdominal pain, fever, etc., within a couple days of exposure to the organism. Remember, you got to let it, grow and multiply a lot of times before. You don't have to let it in terms of allowing it, but it usually takes a couple days to grow and multiply because it's bacteria. Unfortunately, some of the bacteria could be pretty, pretty bloody. Nausea, vomiting, etc. They think that the organism entered the surface water of the race site through cattle or swine feces. Usually you get this by consuming the food or consuming the water, but when you see a picture of these guys in the Tough Mudder, their faces are completely covered. It's a muddy obstacle race. And they're pretty, about 1.5 million people each year, according to HNGN.com news. They end up, you know, 1.5 million do these muddy races. I guess that looks fun, okay, but you got to make sure you get it out of your mouth. So, Campylobacter. Very easy to tell, all right? All right, so MERS coming to the United States. This is something we're going to be talking about in the next hour. The Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, which is prevalent in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East, has come to the United States. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to have former DEA agent John Siemens come on to discuss medical marijuana and legalizing marijuana. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.